following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Goldie.
Yes, Greeny.
Did you know that Capital One is in its second year of the Capital One Cup?
Oh, yeah. Look, tell me a little more about that.
Well, Goldie, the Capital One Cup recognizes the best men's and women's Division One athletic programs in the country.
Wow, Greeny, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, it is, and this is better. Capital One annually awards $200,000 in scholarships to the best men's and $200,000 in scholarships to the best women's programs.
All right, how do I find out how my Fighting Irish are doing?
Easy. Go to CapitalOneCup.com and vote for the Capital One Cup impact performance at ESPN.com/Capital One Cup.
Tuition is expensive, in-state, out-of-state, it doesn't matter. And even though you may not have had perfect standardized test scores, Dr. Pepper thinks you deserve free tuition to make your dreams come true. Go to drpepper.com and submit a one-minute video telling us how you want to make an impact on the people around you, your community, or maybe even the world. You may be one of the winners to get a piece of the millions in tuition being given away this college football season, courtesy of Dr. Pepper. Now that's one of a kind. Go to drpepper.com for more details and full official rules. No purchase necessary.
11 o'clock, time to get up.
Unbelievable.
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show with sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30, nails, eight nails, it doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in any minute, too.
Oh, that's right, it's a freaking Super Bowl! Oh, I can't believe it ended like that!
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I'm very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And a good Tuesday morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday, second Tuesday of the month, as we get ready for the next round of the state high school football playoffs. And we'll talk to Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report later on in the program. Coming up in just a little bit, UNK football coach Daryl Morris and Hastings College head football coach Tony Harper on this Tuesday. Let's play some football.
Well, let's play some football, but Doug, they're not thinking about football at Penn State. This deal's getting bad now. You know what? We can ignore it, and we can talk about all the football game coming up this weekend. Will Joe Paterno be the coach on Saturday? That's the real question right now. Canceling his press conference 20 minutes ago. Everybody, you know, all the national media had flown in there for this press conference to hear what he had to say. The troubling part about the whole deal is, people knew about this, including Graham Spanier, who's very, very close ties to Nebraska. Sandusky's been around. You know, this isn't some creepy old man that disappeared and did some bad things and said, you know what, I need to clean this. I need to clean myself up and just get away and get a fresh start. This creepy, creepy bastard has been around. He's been around this program. He's been around. I was talking to my buddy Russ this morning, Doug, our buddy Russ, and Russ said, you know what? This deal isn't what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas deal. No, you tell people about this. You go to the authorities, and you get this predator off the streets. A lot of people are going to take the fall for this, and immediately we're going to have Nate Bauer on. He's from Blue White Illustrated tomorrow, about bottom of the hour tomorrow from our Husker Lunch. He said it is so wild right now. When I set up the interview just a little bit ago, he said, Tony, there are people, he said, there are things being said that people knew. People in the media had heard rumors upon rumors, but they just thought this is Penn State football, much like Nebraska football, much like Notre Dame football, much like they thought it was bigger and could cover up things like this. Apparently, they can't cover this up anymore. I would be surprised if Joe Paterno is the coach on Saturday at Penn State. And what a terrible, terrible way to go down with all the great things he's done for that university.
Joe Paterno will be the coach on Saturday. And let me ask you this. Have folks not heard rumors about every other institution in the United States of America, including our own beloved University of Nebraska? And I'm not saying to this level. I'm not saying to what is basically the worst possible thing you could do. And again, everybody's just assuming that the man is guilty. So, you know, lynch mob mentality here. But I've heard things in the past from credible sources, or credible sources have said they have heard things about what has happened at a variety of different schools. At what point, I mean, obviously this has just come out, but it has been investigated, unfortunately, for a long, long time. I'm waiting to see.
Apparently not by the proper authorities it's been investigated.
Well, a grand jury, Tony. I don't know what more proper you can be. I'm not sitting here defending Sandusky, but nobody is taking this course either. I'm surprised Cowherd's not, since that's usually what he does, take the other side. But there's a whole lot more going out there. And again, in the day and age we live in, this is great media because it is reality television. Unfortunately, at its, you don't want to call it at its best, but I mean, it is, if this is true, it's as sick can be, and this man will never see the light of day again. Where you take it from there, I mean, if 100 people knew about it, they all go to prison?
No, but when you're an authority position and somebody's working for your institution, you do things about it. When he's made a lot of money from your institution, you've got to take that to the next level.
I'm asking what you want. What do you want?
If you knew about it and didn't report it to the proper authorities, you go to jail. That includes Graham Spanier. That includes the Curley. That includes the hierarchy there. When you got eyewitness accounts that saw things go on, then right away you go, ooh, not good. When you see the kid hauling out the 47-inch TV at a Walmart with no receipt, and he's on the dead sprint to his vehicle.
Yeah, but they caught that guy here.
Okay, yeah. Well, he was caught at least 3, 4, 5 times, according to eye account witnesses. It isn't hearsay. When a janitor says, yeah, I saw that and reported it. It wasn't hearsay when a graduate assistant says, I saw him in the shower with a little boy.
Right.
That's not hearsay.
I agree. I totally agree.
And to go to the college police, are you serious? Seriously, Joe Pa, that's where you went? Good grief. The university police are one step below the Keystone Cops. I mean, seriously. These are... And then the audacity and the nerve the guy has to hang around when he knows. It's not like these people didn't confront him or didn't know about it. You disappear. Move. Remove yourself. I would think you would go so far away. And your name would not be Sandusky, it'd be Carl. I'm Carl. I'm new to the neighborhood. And try and fit in the best you can. Over 8 years to just continually be around. What a sick, twisted individual that, gosh, I like little boys. Let's start a mentoring program. Good grief.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We will also take your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'll give you, are we done with that?
No,
because
I'm
that's
done.
All they've been talking about all morning.
No, I'm done with that. I'm done with that. I would like to comment on the Sports Center. I thought something pretty, Joe Frazier passed away, and obviously not really in our era, I guess I'd say, Doug. I don't know if you have great memories of Frazier Ali fights. I do not. But one of the best heavyweight champions of all time and a friend to a lot of people out there throughout the sport of boxing. I like when they have a Sports Center, they have Bob Arum on, and they say, Bob, why was he the greatest of all time? Bob says, because he was, guys. And then there's a pause. Well, thank you, Bob Arum, everyone. I thought, are you kidding me? Expand, Bob, if you would. If you wouldn't mind, go out of your way and expand. Just give me one thought. Because he was. Great answer, Bob Arum. That's why we pay you the big bucks.
Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Ernie from Wood River.
Ernie from Wood River, 2 days in a row. What's going on, Ernie?
Yep, I'm going to get wrote up for this one, guys. Not 2 days in a row. It just don't happen. Anyways, I'm not done with it. I got to agree 120% with what Daddy had to say about the thing going on at Penn State. I got seven kids, and I'll tell you what, anybody messes with them and they're in trouble, and whoever covered this up, I don't care how deep it goes, everybody's got a penalty to pay. And that includes Joe Pa. I don't care. You hit it right. He's a sick bastard, and maybe I'm going to be a little crude on the radio, but castration is not good enough for this guy. That's just the way it is. Something needs to happen. This monster we call college football is totally out of hand, and we need to get back to reality. It's a sick situation. It should have never happened. It needs to be dealt with harshly, and that's just about all I got to say, guys. Good job. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the phone call, Ernie. Appreciate it. 1-888-455-3776. Yeah, I don't know who knew about it. I just know when, you know, there's a hierarchy of people that apparently knew about it. When you're getting questioned by a grand jury, you knew something about it, and nothing.
Be careful about the word cover up. I don't know who's covering it up. I don't think Joe Paterno was covering it up. I think anytime Joe said something, and this is just my opinion, we don't know. Yeah, you may not like the way he went about it, but I don't think he ever denied. You know, he never said, no, that's not happening. And the guy's been gone for 12 years now from the university in an official capacity, but yet evidently has a past to still show up as much as he could.
I'm just saying, I know the guy can show up whenever he wants, but you alienate yourself from him if any of these things are close to true, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Doug, we're good buddies. We're very good friends, away from here and on here. I'm going to tell you right now, you get a carpeted van and start hanging around parks throwing candy out to little boys, it's over. And it's not like I'm going to say hi to you when I see you. No, we're done, okay? You draw the line, and I say, Doug, move away. Get away. Now, I don't ever want to see you again. That's how swift, and that's how, you know, it should have been like that. I don't understand how the guy could still be lurking around. And not lurking, not like the guy was hiding. He's showing up at practices. Hey, guys, high five, and I'm Penn State U, through and through, blue and white. Yeah, high five.
I guess I'm, and whether I'm sure I'm in the minority, right or wrong here, I'm just thinking, and pick out anybody you want. I don't know who it would be. An ex-assistant at Nebraska, you know, Craig Bohl's name was on. He's doing a great thing at North Dakota State. Pick anybody you want from 12 years ago. Does that mean that Bo Pelini should lose his job? Does that mean Tom Osborne should lose his job because this sicko was being sick in his life?
If they knew about it, yes.
Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
We got Bob from Kearney.
Bob, what's going on? Hello, Bob.
Oh, is that me? Okay. I said I was Big Daddy's fishing buddy. I didn't say Bob. And so he bobbed in on me. I just wanted to throw a lighter side on this. I think, obviously, this Penn State deal was leaked by a Nebraska fan who wanted to throw a distraction in for the game this weekend.
Yeah, that's what happened.
We are smart here.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, who knows?
Thanks, fishing, buddy. Bye. Hey, also, before we go to break, because we do need to get to Daryl Morris and Coach Tony Harper, while they still have some time. Lauren Cook has been charged with a felony in a traffic accident that left two people injured a week ago Sunday. first appearance in Lancaster County Court yesterday, charged with leaving the scene of an injury accident. If convicted, she faces to 5 years in prison and a revocation of her driver's license for up to 15 years. Yikes.
And a lot of people have heard the 911 call that was made 8 minutes after the wreck and yada yada, whatever, whatever. And
let's go back to the Bruce Furniture fan line.
Mike from Grand Island.
Mike, what's up?
Oh, yeah, I just am curious. Do you think, and not so much on the Nebraska side, but how much of a distraction is going to be on the field for the players? I mean, I'm sure they just want to get on the field and play, period, to get this behind them, but how much is this going to weigh on them? Is it going to affect the game at all? And I'll just hang up on that. I'll listen to your comment.
Hey, thanks for the call. My opinion, it will not affect the football players. It will affect the coaches and the preparation for the game. Football players have no knowledge of this, have nothing to do with it. We're what, anywhere from 5 to 8 when Jerry Sandusky was a member of the Penn State coaching staff. So I got to think, as a football player, it's going to bother them that their coach is receiving the heat that he's going to be receiving this week. And it will obviously be a distraction because there'll be more media there than Casey Anthony's trial.
Yeah. There's just going to be tons of... Yeah, you're right.
Got to take a break. We'll talk good news. We'll talk college football at the local scene when we come back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. A lot of fans will tell you there's nothing more exciting than live hockey. Others claim college basketball's where it's at. Me? You already know what I think. And you probably already know what a lot of hockey and basketball fans know. StubHub is the best place for scoring the seats you want to any game. Whether you're center ice or mid-court, not hip to StubHub yet? Well, consider this your invitation to the party. Head to StubHub today and grab the seats you want to the games you want to see.
StubHub! Goodyear presents awkward conversations between guys in cars.
Hey, we're here with David Rudiman to talk about the Goodyear Boot Camp Challenge benefiting Support Our Troops.
Man, why'd I get stuck in a backseat?
Because you didn't call shotgun.
Yeah, whatever. So Goodyear is getting drivers to compete on an obstacle course to help military families.
So who do you think's going to win, David?
No comment.
You got nothing?
Wouldn't want to be a backseat driver.
Yeah, whatever.
Visit Goodyear.com to see who wins and donate to Support Our Troops. Goodyear, official tire of NASCAR. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Incorporated.
Free admission, free food, free parking. See hundreds of exhibitors at the Gateway Farm Expo November 16th and 17th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Enjoy 2 days packed with innovative products and services. Get the most up-to-date agricultural information from exhibitors and speakers. Sponsored by Coldwell Banker, Town & Country Realty of Kearney, Apex Advertising, and Lips Printing. The 2011 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 16th and 17th.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
Not all lawn and landscape companies are created equal. Hire the professional company the first time. Call Johnson Lawn and Landscape at 237-LAWN. Property maintenance, including mowing, shrub trimming, and mulching. Sprinkler install with service and repair after the sale. Landscaping, from new design and install to improving the look of your current landscape with services such as sod installation, trees, plants, and boulders. Visit JohnsonLawnAndLandscape.com or call 237-LAWN. See the pros at Johnson Lawn and Landscape first.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
The state football playoffs continue Tuesday with C&D quarterfinal action on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN Radio, Kennesaw takes on Garden County at 5. On 1230 KHAS, St. Cecilia plays North Platte St. Pat's at 6. Also at 6 on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Giltner travels to Howells, and a doubleheader on Classic Hits 98.9. Kearney Catholic Crofton at 3, Minden Gothenburg at 6. It's the state football playoffs Tuesday right here.
As skies stay cloudy through the day today, we'll see some scattered showers, which will mix with snow and sleet at times. Any accumulations of sleet and snow will stay at an inch or less, with temperatures holding fairly steady through the day. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 39.
This is Mom, who's got it going on. This is
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tom and Hastings says, hey, guys, it's too bad that Joe Frazier passed away. Could have sent him up to pound on Sandusky and the other dirtbags. Hopefully Sandusky will have a nice cell with many boyfriends. Joe Pa is, and this comes from John and Carney, Joe Pa is already removing himself from coaching by going from the field to the press box. Good call, Daddy.
I wouldn't say it's out of the realm of possibilities, but nonetheless, hey, I know we get the local scene coming your way, but all of our folks are held right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Fed by our friends at Burger King, burgers for breakfast all morning long. They'll make it for you. You want a Whopper? Boom goes the dynamite. They've got one through the drive-thru for you real shortly. Icy frozen Cokes or cherry Cokes, all sizes, just a dollar. And the original chicken sandwich, two for $4. Check it out. Burger King, two locations in Kearney to serve you. Also, Lexington, Cozette, and North Platte.
Coach Darryl Morris of the UNK football team up to fifth in the country in Division II and remains second in their region. And some things behind them kind of happened over the weekend that should help them stay in that position with a win on Saturday. And, Coach, welcome back to Kearney.
Hey, guys, how are you? Hey, I just got here yesterday.
For the folks that don't know, take us through the trials and tribulations of that final road trip in the RMAC.
Well, it's a long one, I can tell you that. It's 700 miles to Durango, Colorado, and 700 back. And, we started the game at noon in the Colorado time, 1 o'clock here. It started snowing, and by the time halftime rolled around, there were 5 inches of snow on the field. The guys did a great job early in the ball game. But we did get snowed in, stayed another night at the hotel, got up at 6 o'clock Colorado time, jumped on the bus at 7, and pulled into the parking lot here about 9:30 p.m.
Were you able to get work done on the bus for this week's game?
We actually started working right after we finished the ball game back at the hotel. We were able to get in the conference room and started watching film of our this week's opponent, Colorado School of Mines, and started the development of a game plan and familiarizing ourselves with what they did offensively and defensively. So we got a little bit of a jump on it and then had to catch up a little bit yesterday on Monday as well as, on the bus a little bit as well.
Coach, pouncing, I guess, would be the way to say it. Anytime you put 41 first-half points up, you jumped on Fort Lewis, and really it was over before the thing even started.
Yeah, the coach has a young football team. His quarterback was injured, was not able to play. So, we basically lined up against a true freshman who had not played any football at the college ranks yet, and his first experience was, number one, our defense with 5 inches of snow on the ground. And he did struggle, which you would probably imagine he would. And that made things, that tilted the teeter-totter in our direction a lot.
Darryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joins us. That's obviously one of the main reasons that the defense was able to turn it up a notch and hold them to just 48 yards. Every statistical category was good for you guys. And in that weather, no picks, no fumbles.
No, we did. We actually did, Jake Spitzelberger did fumble the ball one time. We did drop a punt in the end zone, a snap. So we struggled a little bit, but for that kind of weather, we were improved in terms of our ball handling skills and taking care of the football, our ball security. So that's still an issue with us. That's still something we need to make sure that, for example, this week against Colorado School of Mines, one of the keys to being successful this Saturday is going to be able to, we got to take care of the football. You just cannot turn it over. Cannot put our defense in peril by giving them the ball deep in our own end.
Okay, I was looking at the wrong stat, Darryl. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
The ball did get dropped.
I like your version better than mine.
Coach, defensively, it's one thing to have kids step up at all times. Once again, it's the local flavor that gets it done. Swedberg out of Axtell, Cook out of Central City, Kalen out of Grand Island, each had great days for you. The local kids rise up again.
Yeah, and that's why we'll always continue to recruit the kids from the Platte Valley area and out of the Lou Platte Conference and those kinds of places, because there are good football players. Actually the defensive player of the game, Corey Morton out of Loomis, Nebraska, so has played very well all year long for us and has played consistently well all year long for us. So he's actually our defensive player of the game this week.
And offensively, a big day for Matt Berry.
Matt Berry had a big day, started off with their first punt, did a nice job. And Corey Morton actually had a big-time block on that punt return that sprung him into the end zone. So, Matt had a great day, turned right around, caught a 75-yard touchdown pass, later caught a 67-yard touchdown pass. So had a big day, about 167 yards worth of total offense.
Was there any negatives offensively? I mean, was there something you say we got to really improve on or not?
You know, in that kind of weather, in those kind of conditions, a lot of that stuff you would probably look at it cross-eyed because, you know, we had a little bit of slippage. You know, we had some guys slide off some blocks or fall off some blocks or not. You know, you pull them and they didn't quite get around the corner as quick as you'd want them to. So that kind of stuff you have to kind of, and that's probably the conditions.
Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as he does every Tuesday. All right. I know this was one that was a red-letter game, a little redemption against the folks from Colorado Mines who have put together a pretty good football team. What's your initial scouting report on this team?
Well, you know, Clay Garcia is still there. He's at the quarterback spot. He got really hot on us last year, gave us all kinds of fits. We hit him several times last year, about a half a second or a quarter of a second late, and he'd still surgically get the ball to the receiver that he needed to get it to. So, you know, he's still on their football team, still going to be a force that we're going to have to reckon with on Saturday. Well coached, very physical football team, and have really rebounded early from a couple of losses in their season and turned out to be a pretty good football team. So, going to challenge us in the kicking game. Their punter has a big leg and gets it off very, very quickly. So I think they're just an all-around solid football team. It's going to be a battle.
Different officials this year than last year?
They're not going to comment about officials. So
fair enough.
That's prudent.
This might not be the final RMAC game if things go well for you guys.
Well, you know, there are scenarios. I mean, if we win Saturday, I do think we'll be able to hang on to our number two regional ranking. I do think we'll get a bye the first week, which will be huge for us guys, giving our guys Monday, Tuesday, and most of Sunday off, get them about two or three days of some time off, back on the practice field on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, off on Saturday, that kind of thing. But, you know, if we win, I think we'll hang on to that number two regional, get a first round bye, host a second round game, and there are some scenarios where we could maybe see Colorado State at Pueblo again down the road sometime.
Daryl, I know you're going to take one game at a time, and I like that you're thinking ahead. When we win this, we got a plan for after the game and giving the guys some time off. Do you ever think about the plan ahead about walking across the field and shaking hands with Terry Bowden?
No, I haven't thought about walking across the field shaking hands with Terry Bowden, but it would be really cool. You know, we've won a playoff game before. Our goal is to go as deep into the playoffs as possible. I think if we can get our football team back to full strength, meaning get Tommy Flanagan back on the field, get Rustin Drink back on the field, and get healed up with some of the nagging bumps and bruises that we have, I think we have as good a football team as we need to do something like that.
I'd love to hear Terry Bowden say dadgummit, right? I mean, you know, that'd be cool.
Well, and we'd have to make a trip, too, Big Daddy.
Yes, we would make a trip.
Florence, Alabama, you can't get there from here, boys.
That's kind of in his – that'd be kind of in Terry's backyard, too, a home game for them. But first things first, this is a good football team coming in Saturday.
Very good football team and very capable of beating us if we don't play up to our potential. We've got to take care of the football offensively. We've got to take advantage of the times that we get into the red zone. We've got to put points on the board. And then we are going to have to play, you know, and we have been playing. But last year we did not play our best defensive game against Colorado School of Mines. Had to come back in the fourth quarter to tie it up. Score two times, you know, three times, and then get beaten in triple overtime. So hopefully defense will play like they have been playing, keep them under control, and then just allow our offense to get something done.
You get Rustin back this week?
Game day decision right now, but he is going to work out a little bit, I think, with the trainers today to see how, and then he got to wait a day to see how his foot reacts and blah, blah, blah. So I think that both he and Tommy Flanagan are just going to have to continue to do their rehab, and we're just going to see how they're feeling on Saturday.
Are those the two major ones for this?
I'd say probably the two major guys that are on the injury list right now would be Flanagan and Dring, and they've just got question marks by their names.
Well,
all right, Coach, let's get it done.
That's better than they have been.
Let's get it done. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys, thanks.
Daryl Morris, and the selection show is at 4 o'clock. On Sunday. Go to Lopers.com for more information. It's on the NCAA Sports website that they come on with a little video program right on the website for the announcement.
Just win
on Sunday.
Saturday.
Win Saturday, things take care of themselves.
They've waited for this game ever since last year when, I'll be honest, they thought they absolutely got jobbed.
And as Coach Morris said last year, I don't care what they say, when they roll into Kearney next season, it will say 2010 RMAC football champions when they roll in to Foster Field. So there you go. Well, again, the Hastings College football team was on the road, and again, they were playing a top 20 team, and again, a solid first half, but the second time this year that the second half didn't go so well on the road against a rated team. Tony Harper joins us here to recap that and preview the final game of the season. Coach, again, I guess I chalk it up as I continue to read and listen that it's a growing process, and I know coaches don't want to hear that, but the team seems to be coming along. You're getting closer. I know that's all, silver lining kind of stuff. What was your thoughts?
Well, you know, I appreciate you saying that, and I do think we are coming along. I think what we got to realize as a team and as coaches is we got to take that next step. You know, you can talk about playing good in the first half, but there comes a time, if you're a competitor, you want to come out and play perfect to finish the game, and that's what we really got to work on this week.
What has happened? Has there been a common theme in these third quarters of about three games where just nothing happens for you guys?
I think what happened this past weekend is they came out, they elected to kick off with the win. They came down, they got us in a three and out on offense. We had to punt the ball back. We didn't do very good on special teams that day, and they had worked with the short field. They hit us with a play-action pass. You know, we got punched in the mouth, and we just didn't answer the bell. And that's, you know, they didn't do nothing different. They didn't make no halftime adjustments. We just didn't answer the ball and come out ready to play.
Coach, there's the absolute goal for you. I know as a football coach, is it to win a national title and to be in the top five in the nation? What's your goal as a coach?
My number one goal is to teach these guys how to respond in adversity. That's what we get into this. And if we can teach our kids to respond in adversity, then when we play this top five team in the nation at their place on the road, then we can compete. And when we get this thing turned around, it is to go to the national playoffs and compete at the highest level we possibly can.
See, I think it's a little bit different because at Hastings College, you graduate at damn near everybody. you have great kids come through there. You impact their lives in many other ways. I don't know that in the summer the goal is automatically, let's go out and win a national title. There's other things that go with it that are a lot more important than winning a national title.
You know, you hit it right on the head, and that's something we talked about when our kids came back this summer. Don't tell me you want to win a national championship. If you're a competitor, you want to be at the top of your chosen profession. I don't care if it's the business world, broadcasting world, you want to be the best. But there's a ladder. There's processes that we got to go through to get to that level, and we are taking our bumps. But on the other hand, though, I want to see, I'm proud of how our kids are responding in adversity. Now we got to be able to pick ourselves up and take what we learned on the practice field and in the film room out there so we can be held accountable and do things the right way.
I thought maybe then right close behind that is converting a third down.
How about not turning the ball over and scoring in the red zone? Maybe tackling every so often.
Oh, man. 4 of 18, unfortunately, for the Broncos in Saturday's game. And Tony, I don't know if you saw this, but Hastings was ahead 6-0 until Steve's little brother, Theo Bartman, got into the end zone.
Oh.
I know you enjoy those.
He killed the Cubs, and he killed Hastings College when he got into the end zone.
It's that last name. We got to watch out for that last name all the time.
Coach, obviously, you look at your completion percentage. That's not going to cut it, you know, any day of the week. And I'm sure it's not all on the quarterback. It's the receivers dropping passes, people not getting open, what have you.
You know, what I'll tell you is, and you're right again, you can't single out one single person because we dropped some balls. We missed some protection. The defense put the offense in some bad situations that we had to throw the ball, which is not what we do right now at this point in time. But what we got to be able to do is we got to be on the same page. We can't misread. It's the ninth game of the season, and we're misreading defenses. So we just got to do a better job as coaches to make sure our kids are prepared. We got to make sure our kids are doing a better job of watching film throughout the week. But you're right. We can't. Our completion percentage has to get picked up. But it's a whole team deal. It's not just one guy.
That's why you got to quit letting Jensen run the scout team over there.
You know what funny thing is? We don't let him do that. We just let him blow the horn to make sure we stay on time now.
Yeah, you heard him, well, didn't you?
At least he's got a responsibility over there now, something he can handle. Coach, you want to go out with a bang, and 500 stinks, and below it is really bad. So a win this weekend at Wesleyan, and you're above 500, and you go into the offseason with a win.
Well, and, you know, we've been talking to the kids about this week, too, is that, like we said, this is a step. There's ladders in this whole thing where we want to get to where we want to be. And Nebraska Wesleyan is a great football team. Coach Keller is a great man, great coach. I think they're some of the best coaches in the conference. But if we are able to be successful this Saturday, that would put us, basically, we would win the old NIAC. And that's what we talk about the kids this week. Let's win the South. Let's take care of ourselves. It's a step. Let's get our foot up there, and let's get to the next level. So this would be a huge game for us this week.
And win a road game.
Well, yeah, you know, we haven't done that in a while, so that might be new for us, too.
Well, Coach, make the world a better place. Punch the Perriwolves in the face.
We will definitely try to.
This has been that 7-3 game for like 12 straight years, hasn't it?
It has, and you know, I'm a defensive guy, so I like it. I think our offensive guys are a little aggravated on it, but you know, I think after seeing some of the film today and kind of seeing what Nebraska Wesleyan's been doing, I mean, heck, they go up, they beat Morningside, which is a great football team, so they can put some points on the board. I think this will be kind of be a back and forth team or game, probably be in the 20s. It's going to be a good close game.
Coach, don't tell me you liked Alabama and LSU more than you liked Oklahoma State and Kansas State.
Let me tell you, I got a coffee mug in my hand right now. It's got a big A in it. I'm kind of a Bama fan, so.
Oh, my goodness. I got to ask you this before we let you go, Tony Harper, Hastie's college football coach. I need a report from outside of the press box here. Mikey Will, Jimmy Purcell, in McCook Friday night for that huge Adams Central win. Then they drive. Of course, he had a high school game up in Atkinson, so that was last Wednesday. Then they've got that Friday in McCook. They turn around. They get like an hour's sleep at some rest stop somewhere outside of, like, you know, York. And then they head on to northwestern of Iowa, which isn't just across the border. What was their condition like?
Well, you know,
and we forgot about the accident that happened in between, where some lady hit a cow 65 mile an hour right in front of them by Donovan at 6:30 in the morning. That would shake me up.
They are road warriors. They came out. I saw them right before the locker room. They came out, and I could tell Mike Will, he was a little flustered, and Eric Bruderis, he's a little flustered. And I'm like, fellas, what's going on? He said, Harper, you will not believe this. I go, come on, tell me the story. Well, somebody hit a big old Angus over here by Donovan, and they're trying to slow the traffic down. I go, now, fellas, was it somebody else, or did you actually fall asleep and let him out? I said, they made it, though. They made it all the way to Orange City, Iowa, so I got to give them credit on that one.
That's a lot of coffee. Anyway, Coach,
you said it, not me.
We'll wrap up the season next Tuesday. Hey, best of luck. Go get them in Lincoln.
Thank you all.
All right, there we go. And as I've heard, Daddy, road teams can win in Lincoln.
Yeah, yes. They're familiar with that.
We'd like to thank Tony Harper, Daryl Morris for joining us here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. Midway, you know, we've sold our Silverado truck. We've got a Durango. Is that what they brought us? Is that what we got out there, Danny? Got a little Durango? So we're going to be cruising around to that to our high school football games today in the state volleyball tournament. If you want a great deal on a great vehicle, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney is the place to be. Hassle-free is stress-free, and we could all use that. Come on down to the lot or check them out online before you head to the lot. ThinkMidway.com. If you've never been on that website, you'd probably be amazed at what you can find, plus other deals. Facebook. They give you away. They're giving away things all the time on the Facebook. They're keeping you up to date. Maybe something new comes in. Maybe you're having them looking for something. They're going to get it for you. ThinkMidway.com. Midway, it's a better way at Midway. Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When we come back, Robert Jensen from the road.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Imagine losing the important files on your computer. I don't know about you, but in 2011, my life is on my computer. Files about my kids, birthdays, family stuff, marriage stuff, radio stuff, all my contacts. That's why I have Carbonite Online Backup. All right, it backs up the files on your PC or Mac automatically whenever you're connected to the internet. It's safe, it's secure. For just $59 for the entire year for unlimited backup, you get Carbonite. Plus, you'll get anytime, anywhere access to those files. Don't risk losing your important files to a computer disaster. Back them up with Carbonite today. Go to Carbonite.com, type in my offer code, Colin. You get a free trial, plus 2 months free with your subscription. That's Carbonite.com. Use the offer code, Colin.
Why take the chance of losing crucial files? Carbonite Online Backup.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As skies stay cloudy through the day today, we'll see some scattered showers, which will mix with snow and sleet at times. Any accumulations of sleet and snow will stay at an inch or less, with temperatures holding fairly steady through the day. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 39.
Yo, mic check, mic check.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Every Tuesday night at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island and Kearney, it is Wing Basket Night. $5 for a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen different wing flavors every Tuesday night. You can get them hot, you can get them sweet, or you can get them with a zing for only $5. At the Chicken Coop every Tuesday night. And, of course, Wednesday night is Burger Night at the Coop.
I get totally jacked sometimes.
You do?
For totally jacked burgers. Yep, $5.
Okay, there you go.
Sometimes I get ribs. Sometimes I get chicken tender hoagies.
They're all good. You don't have to wait till tonight. You can go for lunch today because they have lunch specials every single day. And you can sit there and not watch Joe Paterno's press conference.
Not having it.
Because he canceled it. Yep. Don't be no sound bites from Joe Pa. But you can talk about everything else that is going on in the world today at lunch at the Chicken Coop.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
We're down to the quarterfinal round in the state high school football playoffs, and making his jaunt from Wednesday to Tuesday, he ran all the way back. He went backwards all the way from tomorrow to today in the Wayback Machine, Bob Jensen, who has predicted on his website Giltner to upset Howells.
Woo-hoo!
Are you okay?
What? Now, those are two separate questions now, aren't they? I don't know. I was captivated, to use a non-football term there, with the way that Giltner did St. Francis. I mean, St. Francis is really good. I've seen them with my own two eyes, and Giltner kind of toyed with them like a kitty with a ball of string, and then put the game away late. I don't know. Look, first of all, not every favorite's going to win, okay? You got to just figure that's the case. And I don't know. It just sets up for Giltner. The one thing that Giltner's got to be able to get past, just like every team that ever plays them, is they've got to forget who's across the line of scrimmage. If they go and play their game, and they obviously prove they can run the ball on anybody, because if you can run it on St. Francis, you can run it on anybody. Howell's only averaged like 4.5 yards a carry that night that they beat them. So with the balance that they've got athletes to play defense. I think they outscore Howells.
You've got to forget that it says Howells on the front of their jersey, but usually people don't see the front of their jersey. They see the back of their jersey after they get run over with nine guys pulling guards
with a trick toss sweep right.
Yeah, woo, three plays, but it works. And so that game today on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. I guess if we're going to stay there in D2, kind of your thoughts on Bertrand, Loomis, the other two look to be, I don't know if as interesting, Exeter Milligan with the shocking dismantling of Pawnee City. But Bertrand, Loomis, 8 miles apart this deep in the playoffs, mm-hmm. That's special meaning.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a great deal. Like I say about great rivalries like that, or those guys are playing marbles, it'd be the most physical game of marbles that you've ever seen. But, I really like the way Bertrand is playing. I saw them play against Sumner that last week of the regular season, and they just got it working. I went there, I kind of wanted to see Chance Younger. Everybody knows about the team's best running back. That's just how it works. But I left there fascinated by Ashton Peterson. I believe he's number 66. He's their middle linebacker. And that kid's a player. Both sides of scrimmage, but especially on defense, he was just lighting people up. And I know that Loomis won this game by 2 touchdowns the first time around. I know that Loomis has got experience in the playoffs. Coach Dennis Reese has been around the block. He's done lots of great things. He's had his team in the playoffs repeatedly over the last 15 years. But I don't know. I like the way Bertrand's playing, and I think they'll find a way to win the ball game.
Interesting thoughts. Bob Jensen joins us talking high school football here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, Doug, you took D2. I'm going to jump to C1, where I think if you're a state football fan, if you're a Kennesaw fan, you're interested in Kennesaw. If you're a Bertrand person, yeah, you're interested in Bertrand Lumen. But if you're just a general fan, the biggest game of the day is Norfolk Catholic Pierce, correct?
Anytime, Tony, that Norfolk Catholic and Pierce play a football game, it's the biggest game of the year. It's the best rivalry in the state. There's a lot of different angles to this one now. Everybody that's following along knows that Norfolk Catholic's really run into a buzzsaw as far as injuries go the last couple weeks of the season. Some of those guys are going to be back. All-state kicker Drew Farley tore up his knee. He was a two-way starter, playing wide receiver and defensive back. He doesn't play on either platoon, but he is still kicking. I mean, he's still kicking fairly well. But they're going to be without their starting center. They're one of their other outstanding receivers, a kid named Riley Kanake. There's a real good chance that he will be available, but he's not played much the last couple weeks. Well, Pierce has also got 3 starters out for this game. So there is a certain battle of attrition, but what I think it comes down to is I think Pierce's offense is just good enough to win the game. The first time they played, they went up and down the field on Norfolk Catholic, kept turning the ball over and didn't finish drives. And Norfolk Catholic took advantage of what chances it got, especially with Farley. He kicked 3 field goals that night in a hurricane wind, one of them from like 44 yards directly into it. I don't know if that's going to be available quite like that tonight with him having a bad knee. And I think Pierce finds a way to win the ball game.
Could be for the state championship, but whoever wins it still has to win 2 more football games, and the winner of that will play the winner of a game that we'll be at tonight, Tony. Gothenburg-Minden, a lot of rematches in this round. And you have an inkling that, and I hear a lot of good things about Gothenburg turning around a 1-3 start. You think they can turn around a 27-point defeat to Minden?
I do. I do. I think they can. Now, again, I'm going by that. Well, we'll use theory about not every favorite's going to win. I don't know. Gothenburg is on a roll. Gothenburg has found a way to win 2 games in these playoffs against, good football teams. They've made it pretty exciting. They played 5 overtimes between the 2 of them. It isn't like you can leave early from a Gothenburg game, and I don't think you'll be leaving early from this one. Minden have done a lot of great things, and if this was a track meet, I would take Minden. I mean, when it comes to just sheer athletic ability, but I don't know. I just got a hunch. I'm taking Gothenburg. I took Gothenburg the last time. I'm going to take him again. We'll see what happens. But regardless, it's been a great turnaround for Gothenburg. And then it's just a great story. The people down there are just thrilled. I was able to go down there and be on the sideline there for their first-round game against Central City, and the whole town is energized. You know, there'll be a big crowd. And this is the kind of game, where, and I hate to even bring it up due to it, but it kind of makes me wish we still played those state championship games at the home site. Let's move on to the next question.
Bob, I'm going to stay in C1 because this feeds into Doug Duda and what he says with the 32 teams. In the bottom half of that bracket, you've got an 8 seed in Wahoo, and you got a 13 seed in Arlington. How does Arlington advance to this point?
Running game. They've got a kid, a Schroeder kid, who is actually a transfer from Elkhorn. He went to school, started school in Arlington, moved to where he started going to school in Elkhorn, like in the first grade, moved back for his senior year. And he is their go-to back, and they played keep away. They've had the ball a lot longer than either Milford or David City in the first two rounds. Now, those are two teams that have both been ranked in the top 10, so you can't say it's a fluke. Arlington has had minimal success in the postseason, but they are hot right now. I don't know. As far as them being a 13 seed, that's a nice story. It's not going to happen very often, but good for them. They're going to play a Wahoo team that has got to guard against a letdown. Not that that's happened in Nebraska anytime lately, but it would seem as though that Wahoo did beat Newman last week, and they need to let go of that and move on and play Arlington tonight, or they could wind up having a bit of a problem.
Yeah, those 13 seeds aren't going to make them there very often, but yet they do, and we'll move on, as Bob says. All right, pounding the rock. I'm guessing the folks from Crofton are getting here for the first football game of the day, Crofton, Kearney Catholic. This Tom Pites looks like he could be the best running back outside of Class A, and maybe he could definitely hold his own in that class. But you've got a 220-pound senior that's just a shade under 200 yards per game in an offense that does nothing but line up and try and kill you with their line, which has 240, 250, 220, 240 on it today. Tell us about Crofton, because that is not the style that Kearney Catholic plays.
Well, yeah, here's the deal. Crofton's got to be real patient. I mean, there is no mystery about Crofton football. Tony Hoffman's been coaching up there for going on 15 years, and he hasn't changed things much. They line up tight, and they come right at you. And if it doesn't work the first time, well, they're going to try it again. And if it doesn't work that time, they're going to try it again. And they have a lot of confidence in that line, like you say. That running back, Tom Pites, is the real deal. He's clearly the best running back in C2. He's one of the best athletes in C2. You know, he was an all-state caliber defensive player last year on a broken foot. This year, completely healthy, he's played both ways, and now you can see what he can do on offense. The thing that Kearney Catholic, as far as that line goes, there's two kids in particular to watch in that line. There's a kid named Nathan Hoffman, who is the coach's son. He's about 240 pounds. He's probably the best defensive lineman I saw in C2 this year. He is really an exceptional defensive end. The other kid is a kid by the name of Callan List. And Callan is another outstanding player who, frankly, gets overshadowed by those other two boys, Pites and Hoffman. Here's the deal. Kearney Catholic is, you know, this isn't any powder puff team. They've stood toe-to-toe with some really good football teams, some physical football teams, and made them say uncle. Now, I don't know if they've seen a team as good as Crofton, which is kind of hard to believe when you consider how many really good teams Kearney Catholic has played. But it's going to be real important that Kearney Catholic remain disciplined on defense and not give up any big plays, because what it's going to look like on almost every play is this ain't going nowhere. Only the thing is, it does. Crofton takes little plays and makes them into big plays, and that's how they win football games. So if Kearney Catholic is going to win the game, they're going to have to limit Crofton's big plays.
Okay, waiting for Kearney Catholic or Crofton. On the other side of that, St. Cecilia, North Platte, St. Pat's at the Polo Grounds.
That was a great game last year in some bad weather.
It was a great game. I actually was at that game, and, I think people – to Coach Tesmer after the game, I think he would agree – he did agree that, you know, they were fortunate, St. Cecilia, to get out of town. St. Pat's went up and down the field, but I think they fumbled the ball some like 8 times and lost it 5. And even with all that, it came down to the last series of the game. I'm taking St. Pat's in this game because I always pick against teams that won 36 in a row. It's kind of a rule. It's kind of a rule I've got. But here's my thinking. I think St. Pat's is not only a good team, it's a senior-laden team. It's a team that's been there before. They're not going to be intimidated by St. Cecilia like a lot of teams are. And I want to see it for myself, and I will see it for myself because I'm going to be at the game. I want to see how Phil Hamburger does. He's supposed to play, but he hasn't played for a couple weeks, and I realize that he is a, he is a great high school athlete, but that's still going to be an awful difficult task. He isn't coming back against Bayard. He's coming back against a team that's good enough to win state.
One thing that St. Cecilia has going against him is that they're playing teams in the next couple of rounds that are tired of losing to them, that have an extra little edge in St. Pat's or Crofton or Kearney Catholic if they get into the state semifinals. And finally, Bob, D1, Bruning, Davenport, Shickley against Creighton, who was your number one team in the preseason. They had some problems early. They are rolling. They look like that could be maybe too much for BDS. And, of course, everybody's just going to look at a two-point win in the last round. Then you've got your alma mater up there at Arnold Callaway, South Loop taking on Elgin at Elgin. And then the game we'll have right here on ESPN, Kennesaw taking on Garden County. And again, some of these, if you just compare by scores, D1 may not have a lot of close games today, but you got to go out and play them.
Well, you do, and it will be interesting to see what happens in this class, because I say again that while there is not a definitive alpha dog in this whole deal, there's some good football teams, and good football teams that can make something happen today are going to put themselves in a great position to not just get to Lincoln, but to win it. And the thing about Kennesaw, the biggest thing about Kennesaw was getting that first game out of the road. Undefeated, top seeded, number one according to some people. How are you going to do? Well, they didn't do all that good. They did eventually win, but it wasn't very pretty. Well, you know, they kind of cleared their throat and really came back strong against Alma. And I think you're going to see the same sort of performance against Garden County. I think Garden County, it's going to be tough to go back to the well after a 3 overtime win and then that long bus ride to take on the number one rated team in the state. 2 undefeated teams, I think Kennesaw wins. Look, man, I'm going to take South Loop. I went to school at Arnold, but the thing is that Elgin Popejohn played Burwell as a 4-point ball game. You know, you got to find some sort of common ground. South Loop, the only hiccup they had was against Garden County, which is looking more and more like it doesn't fit the rest of the motif, okay? I know that's a bit of an upset, but I don't think it's that big of an upset. I think South Loop can win that ball game. BDS is in some pretty deep water against Creighton. Creighton, to me right now, looks like the best team in D1. They've got an awful good quarterback in the name of Ryan Mitties. They've got an all-state caliber running back in sophomore Jacob Morrill. They've been there. They know what to do. I think they can do it. And then that fourth game, I know it looks like a rout on paper, and it might very well be, but High Plains did manage to beat undefeated Pender last week. They're going to play the defending champions, fill-in-the-blank Central Catholic, and as well as deals for Tanner Fate. Tanner Fate is the quarterback at High Plains, and his team may not win today, but that kid has put up an unbelievable season. 1,900 yards of rushing, 32 touchdowns, an upset of Pender. Win or lose, High Plains is going to wind up as the top 10 team in D1, and I don't think anybody would have thought that when we started the season.
Bob, you're the best. Great knowledge as always. We're going to try and catch up with you on Friday, talk a little A and B action before we head into those ball games. But interesting thought. I talked to Kevin Malberg earlier in the week, and he thought Medicine Valley may be one of the best D2 football teams he's ever saw. I mean, that's because they put up 72 on them and somehow lost to the Elwood Pirates. But I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Oh, no. See, that's just it. That's a game that everybody's going to take for granted, and they probably should, because Sargent just clearly is the best team in the West at D2, Tony. But you know what clearly the best is worth? It's worth nothing. If they drop their guard against Medicine Valley and start looking ahead and start dreaming about what could happen down the road, they'll be in some they'll be in some trouble because Medicine Valley is a really good football team with a tremendously balanced offense.
He's Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. Check him out online. And, of course, we'll talk to him again Friday as the semifinals will be set in all classes. Bob, have safe trips today.
All right. Very good, boys. You too. Have a good call.
Take care. We've got plenty of football coming up on our network of stations. But when we come back, we wrap up our Tuesday with Troutman Tuesday Trivia. And may I say, folks, you have to know absolutely nothing to be a winner this week on Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. So get ready. It's coming your way when we come back.
The Internet doesn't fact check. Every day, potential employers and clients look you up online. If what they see is false or misleading, it can hurt your reputation and your business. That's why so many professionals are turning to Reputation.com. Reputation.com helps control how you look when people search you, creating a truthful, positive image for you online. For a free reputation assessment conducted by our expert advisors, call 800-506-3006. That's 800-506-3006.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse, boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
Free admission, free food, free agricultural information. See hundreds of exhibitors at the Gateway Farm Expo November 16th and 17th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Enjoy 2 days packed with innovative products and services. Get the most up-to-date agricultural information from exhibitors and speakers sponsored by Cargill and the State Bank of Riverdale. The 2011 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 16th and 17th.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to go to ESPNSuperstation.com if you ever want to check out a podcast or to vote on our ATS Hot Topic or to sign up for Facebook and like Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, our ATS Hot Topic, which is going to happen. Nebraska football plays in the Big Ten title game this year. Nebraska volleyball makes the Final Four, neither or both. That's our ATS Hot Topic of the day. But right now, we always have fun with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, call now, 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. If you've not won the last 2 months, you're eligible. And if you are correct, $25 gift card. But, Daddy, something different today. Let's go to the phone lines. Who we chat? Well, we're chatting with nobody. As we said, you don't have to know anything to be a winner today. It's pretty amazing. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason, do you know anything?
Not much.
You have got.
I know I can beat you. Pigskin Pick'em.
Lucky. I needed one more touchdown. Here we go. Jason is first through today for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. You don't have to get one right. You don't have to get two right. Daddy says you have to get three in a row right because, Daddy, what are we doing today?
We're playing Nebraska basketball player or Doan College player.
The teams played an exhibition game last night. All right. You have to tell us whether they play for Nebraska or Doan. Daddy, go.
Micah Marvin.
Doan.
Is that right?
That is correct. Andy Morris.
Nebraska.
That's incorrect. See ya.
Bye-bye, Jason.
Feel it.
Let's go back to the phone line. Who are we chatting with? Doug and Daddy Show. Welcome to Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Who are we chatting with? Did you break the phone, Merritt?
I don't think so.
Oh. Ring it.
There we go. Who are we chatting with?
Name.
All right, it's Nebraska or Doan basketball player. Daddy, go.
Jordan Tyrants.
Nebraska.
Is that right?
That is correct. Corey Hilliard.
Nebraska.
Uh-oh, that's 2-for-2.
That is 2-for-2. Mike Fox.
Nebraska.
That's correct. 3-for-3. All three of those Nebraska Cornhuskers. Congratulations.
Mike Fox
is a Nebraska.
That sounded like Doan right there. Hang on the line. Merritt will get you hooked up for your $25 gift card from Troutman's Quality Meats.
I thought it was kind of a fun game to play because I don't think – I mean, obviously, the regular fan out there, Brandon Ubel, that people would recognize.
Or Ubel.
Ubel. Brian Jorge Diaz, you would recognize that. Brandon Richardson, Caleb Walker. I think Christopher Niemann. Other than that, I think it's a flip of a coin. I really do.
Houston not coaching Mississippi after this year. Boy, he would have been great here. Other stories from today, in case you've missed it or missed part of the show today, Joe Paterno was told not to have a press conference today. He wanted to have his press conference. Penn State canceled his weekly press conference about 40 minutes before it was supposed to begin. Nebraska volleyball star Lauren Cook has been charged with a felony in a traffic accident that left two people injured. She appeared in court this morning. If convicted, she faces up to 5 years in prison and a revocation of her driver's license for up to 15 years. She swiped the motorcycle that was pulled off to the side of a North Lincoln street October 30th, and the motorcycle driver suffered a broken leg. His passenger had cuts. So there is one of the stories from the day. UNK and Hastings College volleyball teams both begin conference tournament play tonight. For UNK, they will host 25th-ranked Regis, telling you how tough the conference is, in the opening round at 7 o'clock at the Health and Sports Center. Hastings College will be in action tonight, but they will be on the road as they travel to Midland at 7:30. And the Hastings College women's soccer team will play Concordia tonight in the semifinals of the GPAC tournament. Plus, high school football quarterfinals classes C and D here on ESPN, Kennesaw and Garden County at 5. All of our pregames are at 4 or at 30 minutes before. At 6 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, Giltner at Howells. Hastings St. Cecilia will be taking on North Platte St. Pat's on 1230 KHAS at 6, and a doubleheader on 98.9 FM Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic Crofton at 3, Minden Gothenburg at 6. Plus, you can hear them all online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We want to thank Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep for joining us today. UNK football coach Daryl Morris, Hastings College football coach Tony Harper. Tomorrow, our Husker Lunch to talk about what went wrong against Northwestern and the game at Penn State and all that's going on there. Tomorrow at Cunningham's Journal, Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 12. Steve Simple from the Lincoln Journal Star on hand to answer all your questions from 12 to 1. Also,
Nate Bauer, Blue White Illustrated, is going to talk about what's going on at Penn State. Will Joe Pop be there on Saturday? We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.